This week we have two Torah readings. The first one is called Tazria, and the second one is called Metzora. Tazria literally means to actually plant, and the seed taking root, etc. And Metzora means a person with a disease, which was a miraculous disease called Tzoras. People translate Tzoras in the way of leprosy, but the truth is, has nothing to do with leprosy. The main subject of these two readings is precisely this idea of Tzoras. It was a disease that was caused by the behaviors of people. When a person spoke gossip and spoke bad about others and lies and so on, stains started appearing in the walls of the house. If the person repented, so good, stains went away. If the person did not repent, those stains went actually to the garments of the person. If the person repented, so they went away. But if the person did not repent, the stains started appearing in the skin of the person, closer, so to speak, all the time that the person did not repent, and so on. Besides the whole process of a solution for this, one of the main components of the solution was that since this person separated between friends, between man and wife, and so on, by his gossip and by his bad tongue, and so on, then he had to be separated from the encampment of the Jewish people in the desert or in the land of Israel. He had to sit alone until he repented, until the stains went away from his skin, and then he was able to come back into the encampment of the Jewish people. The simple, very simple lesson we can extract from this disease is don't talk bad about others. Don't do gossip and don't do bad tongue and so on. That's a simple lesson. But you know what? The Torah was not written just for people that do gossip and that they talk bad and so on. Because a person might say, look, I'm careful with this. I'm really careful with this. So these two sections are not talking to me. I'm careful. I don't do this. Same thing might happen when a person says, look, I don't kill people. I don't steal. So what the Torah says, don't kill, don't steal, it's not talking about to me. It's not talking to me. It's talking to some other guy that is actually thinking about killing somebody or stealing somebody. But the truth is, you're wrong. Every single word of the Torah, sometimes we don't really know what they mean, but every single word of the Torah talks to every single human being on the face of the earth. Sometimes he's telling you, go do something. Sometimes he's telling you, don't do something. And sometimes he's telling you a lesson that goes beyond the simple meaning of things. So we already spoke about the simple meaning of Tzoras was a disease, a miraculous disease. A little bit deeper, Tzoras, was caused by gossip and bad tongue and so on. But let's go a little bit deep. Even a very religious person, even a person that really is into observance of the commandments of the Torah, according to what God is expecting from him, from her, and so on, can also have Tzoras and has to be very careful with this. What's the deeper mystical meaning of Tzoras? Our sages explain like this. A person with Tzoras represents somebody without, Hebrew word, Chochmah, wisdom. What does that mean, wisdom? What's Chochmah? There are several different expressions of the brain, of the mind of a human being that our sages explain how this works in different ways. The deepest way of the intellect is wisdom, Chochmah, which means basically the idea of like as if you were looking at something. The difference between seeing, sight, and hearing is that when you hear something, you might trust the person that tells you something, but you still have doubts because you didn't see it yourself. Somebody told you that this is like this and this is like that, and so you understood it by yourself, by learning, etc., but you don't really see it. So therefore, it gives room to doubts. But when you see something, you see an event, and I'm not talking about magics and magicians. No, when you see an event, there are no doubts. Somebody can come to you and tell you, look, this didn't really happen. This, you know what? It was just, I saw it. What are you talking about? I saw it. Our sages explain that wisdom is directly related to seeing. Chochmah, which means wisdom in Hebrew, and re'iyah, which means seeing in Hebrew. Our sages use the expression Chachomim hem einei ha'eda. The wise people with wisdom are the eyes of the congregation. So So we see there's a connection between these two ideas. When you really have in the level of Chokhmah, when you have your intellect in the level of wisdom, it is as if you see the thing. It's really one, you're one with the thing. One step further, what's the connection between Tzadas and Chokhmah, with this miraculous disease and wisdom? Our teachers say that the person with Tzadas was like a dead person. And it's a verse, Yamusu velo bechokhma, people would die without wisdom. So we see that a person without wisdom, it is as if he was a dead person. And a dead person, it is as if he had Tzadas. So it's everything connected, Tzadas with a dead person and with the lack of wisdom. What does that mean in a practical sense? Basically, there are two ways of serving God. Way number one of serving God is, I serve God because it brings a benefit to me. But God is not the main thing in my life. The main thing in my life is my benefit. How can I get spiritual benefit? Sometimes even material benefit by serving God, by serving His commandments, following His instructions. So go do it. So you serve God by doing what He expects from you, but you're looking for a benefit for you. So the truth is, in the deepest way, you're actually serving yourself, and God is just a tool to get the whatever you want for yourself, spiritually, materially, and so on. This service of God is not called chokhmah, it's not called wisdom. Why? Because God is not the main reality in your life. When you see something, it doesn't really matter about you. It doesn't really matter what you think, what you understand. You're seeing the thing. The thing is getting revealed to you as it is, not as you understand it. The main thing is the thing, not you. But in this service of God that I explained before, the main thing is you. And the thing is just, you know, it's a middle to get to somewhere else. God is not the main thing in your life in this type of service to God. Rather, you are the main thing in your life according to what you understand, what you like, what you enjoy, and so on. And God is just a tool to get to the real result, which is your benefit. But then there's another level of serving God, which is a level of serving God in the way of chokhmah, in the way of wisdom. What does that mean? That God is the main thing in your life. It doesn't really matter whether you like it, whether you don't like it, whether you understand it, you don't understand, you enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. It doesn't really matter. Just tell me whatever God wants, and I will do that. And I will do that. I will do it without questioning, without anything else, because I'm not the main thing in life. Rather, God is the main thing in life, and He wants me to be here and to do something for Him, so I will do it. And I'm not just going to do it. I will do it with joy. I will enjoy what I'm doing, and so on. With happiness, enthusiasm, that's the level of service God with chokhmah, with wisdom. He is my reality. So now let's go back a little bit. We explained Tzadas in the most simple way. We explained it's a miraculous disease, appeared in the walls, appeared in the garments, in the skin, okay? Then we went a little bit deeper. It appears because of the behaviors of a person. When you do gossip and when you talk bad tongue and so on, these things appear in order for you to get separated from the society, basically get fixed, do tshuva, repent. But then we explain that even the most religious people have to look inside of yourself. Am I a metzoira? Do I have this disease of tzaraas, which actually means a lack of making God the main thing in your life? Every single person can analyze and can find within themselves even components of this. So that's our job. That's what these two readings are trying to tell us. Hey, look at yourself and find out what is your own tzadas, what is your own miraculous disease, which represents that God is not the main thing in your life.